Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Interior Paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter Paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
In today's episode, we discuss the latest hot conspiracy theories. Is Freddie Tomlinson a robot sent to this world to save Sia from Beyoncé's clone? Was Whitney Houston sacrificed to the Illuminati? Is Taylor Swift's latest boyfriend one big piece of performance art? And we dive deep into a theory all about my connection to the devil himself. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble.
Good evening, and welcome
to
another episode of...
Does your pussy pop severely?
Just right off the bat.
I heard a conspiracy theory that your pussy pops severely.
You know, there have been a lot of accusations about my mussy.
Oh, God.
My man pussy. Popping severely.
Yeah.
For the boys, for the girls.
For the people.
For the people, truly. It is for the people. Yeah. Like a constitution.
We for the people.
We?
I don't know. How does the constitution start?
We the people.
Of the Americas.
Oh, wait. I feel like I know this. We the people of our...
Under God,
maybe, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Do you know the full Pledge of Allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America.
Isn't it a little bit of a weird thing to force children to do? Like, no offense. Like, I'm sure our country's great, but, like, that's a little bit, like,
they're pledging allegiance,
right?
Well, girl,
these kindergartners don't know
that
shit.
Religion is.
Wow.
Now, I just mean from my experience, I thought my religion being raised was a little brainwashy. That's all I was
everything's
saying.
A little brainwashy. I pledge allegiance to the flag. What?
Of the United States of America. Yeah, and to the republic for which it stands, one God,
one nation,
under nation. One nation under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Listen, when I was in kindergarten, we were like learning the letter I, and they were like, I literally vividly remember this. And they were like, go around the room and tell us words that start with the letter I. And this one bitch was like, indivisible.
And did you...
Everyone, I think the teacher gasped.
Did you pop her severely?
I was like, who is this bitch, brainiac?
I remember
go
very
straight
vividly,
to the second grade.
I remember, for some reason, I had a moment where I was very against pledging allegiance to the flag. And me and a couple of my friends refused to do it. And
so
we're like, it's our right not to stand up and do this pledge. And Miss Fleming, who, let me tell you, she got in trouble with the law. Well, actually, I don't know if I can say this. Anyway.
Is it public record?
I don't know. She got in her own trouble. So I don't want her coming for my right.
To say the pledge.
Mm.
I wonder if they even make kids do that in school anymore.
Mm.
Do other countries make them like pledge allegiances to their flags?
I'm sure North Korea. And is that the same boat we want to be in?
The country you want to be compared to?
Mother Russia.
Well, speaking of mother, we're here to talk about conspiracy mother theories.
You know, I think we're basically there. Tell me about your conspiracies. Are you going to take me down the rabbit hole?
Yeah.
When was the last time you went? Do rabbits really have holes?
Do rabbits burrow? Rabbits don't live underground.
I think they do, actually.
Why?
Why do you live above
then
ground?
Why aren't they always more dirty when you see them?
When was the last time you saw a rabbit? Up close purse.
Well, I don't know.
And how do you know that there's not a lot of, like, dirt?
But I do know rabbits don't like being held by their ears.
So is that true?
So don't do that.
When would I ever?
I know, you're the type to do that.
I hate people who hold cats by their necks.
That's how their mothers carry them.
You're no mother. You're no mother.
So a long, long time ago, we did a conspiracy theories episode.
About what?
Celebs. Mm. We talked about Lord being 78.
Ah, yes.
Northwest being the Antichrist. Mm-hmm. Kesha being a lizard person.
Well, what, who was drinks that not pee? True? I think we it's not so much a conspiracy theory that we did. It was just revealing the truth. You're welcome, Cycle Babies.
So I've got some more conspiracy theories. I'm going to take you down the dirty rabbit hole.
Take me into your
I should just let you, like, I have, like, celeb names. I should just say one of the celebs' names, and you should tell me which one you want to hear first.
Okay, try me.
Well, we got Louis Tomlinson.
Oh, what is he up to?
Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Sia, Katy Perry, or Whitney Houston.
I'm here for some Louis Tomlinson drama because I haven't seen him in the news for a quick hot second.
Girl.
Is he some type of... Wait, let me guess it. Does he fuck sheep?
Yeah. Bad.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
No, they said that his baby's fake.
Oh, my God. I think I've gone down this route.
Did you read the whole, like, BuzzFeed article?
Yes. So,
with them, like, cropping photos and, like, analyzing
now,
it?
Directioners, we do not come for us. If you do, please at least...
We're just... at least, what, tag us and tell your friends to follow?
I don't know. Subscribe. But, so, here's what happened. Mm-hmm. He had a child.
Yeah.
And that's all public record. I'd like to see the birth certificate.
Okay, who are you, the new Donald Trump?
Well, this is true. So he had a child. What's the real conspiracy here?
That it's fake, that the whole thing's fake.
And who faked it, and for what reason?
Him and her faked it together.
Who's the mom?
That girl.
Ah, yes.
And what's it, Brianna?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that her name?
Now, who's the godfather?
They
is it
think
any of those
that
boys?
It was Louis' management.
Yeah.
Who just did it?
Is it all a cover-up because they don't want Larry Stylinson to be exposed?
I guess you could look at it that way.
Well, some do, I'm sure, these children.
But see, like, some of it was they were analyzing his tweets, and he was like, my baby son was tweeted, and they're like, yesterday, and they're like, no matter what time zone you were in, there's no way, like, it was always the day, it was never, like, the next day.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, okay, I don't believe that you guys are smart enough to know time zones.
Wow, drag them. Because honestly, when we try to do a listening party, they're all like, Pacific Standard!
You know it's Pacific Daylight right now.
Corey's
don't come
off.
For me. And, like, maybe it's to cover Larry, but, like, they said it's fake and that, like, all the pictures are fake and it's, like, a fake baby doll and, like, his tattoos are, like, missing. Some of his tattoos are missing in some of the
pics. Pictures of him with a child baby.
And, like, the baby's and, like, the mom's pregnancy photo is, like, fake. It's, like, the exact same photo that this other girl posted on Instagram that they stole.
Now, so what's the whole point of it then? Why? Who cares?
Let me get to the beginning of this.
Well, I just feel like, why fake a baby unless you got something else?
Maybe that he wanted to get out of 1D.
Well, I think they all wanted to get out.
I mean, there's a very long discussion of this on BuzzFeed of, like, everything. You can just really look at the... Oh, my God. They're, like, they're saying that they, like... experimented with the levels on Photoshop and, like...
Oh, and they found, like, different temperature levels and stuff. So, okay, so the whole...
I don't believe all that,
the people
though.
That are
and,
behind
like,
the
shadows
conspiracy...
shadows are in places they're not supposed to be.
So the kids, the fans actually think this is a conspiracy. They think they're being lied to. Well, here's what happens. When your favorite band goes into hiatus, you have a lot of free time. And when they're not up to much and you don't have much to discuss... Honestly, you start looking and digging a little deep.
We're saying,
like,
his hair wasn't long enough.
Well, sister.
And his 78 tattoo is missing.
They just need... I think they
and
all
the baby
need to move
doll's
on.
Feet are fake.
Well, all children's feet, you know.
Are fake. Do you think Freddy is real?
Who's Freddy?
The baby.
Oh, the baby. No, I don't.
You think it's a fake baby?
Show me the umbilical cord.
They
I
ate it.
See,
they ate it.
You don't eat the umbilical cord. You eat the embryo.
You don't tell me
something.
What I eat. I fucking eat what I want.
The mucous membrane, sister.
I'll eat what I want, sister.
I feel like, do you think, wait, what is the thing you actually eat?
This is literally like 14 pages.
What
you
is
eat
the part of the baby?
Placenta.
There we go. Thank you. The placenta. Do you think Louis ate the placenta? Do you think all five of them ate the placenta? All those five boys?
Okay, Zane wasn't invited, you dumb shit. He had
Zane's
already left
out.
The band.
Zane's Audi. Well, do you think the baby has an Audi? Show me the baby's Audi, and I'll believe in the baby.
Okay.
Louis, before you
so
release
what's your
a single,
verdict?
Release the
rumor or trumor, Freddie is real or Freddie is fake.
I want to believe in Freddie.
What if it's like a robot baby?
You know what I hate? That movie, Freddie Got Fingered. And now that I'm thinking about it, I don't like it connected to this.
I'm just
going to
hide right here behind my microphone where you can't see me.
Wait, what was your conspiracy you just said? What if it's what? You said something?
A robot.
What?
What if, like, because in 2 years when the baby's, like, two or three, it's going to need
it's
to gonna walk.
It's going to glitch.
It's going to need to walk. Like, they need to, like.
It's all goop, goop, ga, ga. Beep, boop, womp.
Yeah. So is Freddie Tomlinson a robot?
I think the truth is, and I think we'll all get to this,
yeah,
is the baby boy, Freddie.
It's named
Tomlinson.
Freddie with a Y.
Freddie, is Louis' last name Tomlinson?
Yeah.
Or is that the.
That's
Stylinson.
Wow, you are such a fake fan.
I was never a fan. You know that. Just ask the fan accounts. I think baby Freddy is a robot. But okay, so do robots have placentas? No.
Well,
so then there
they
you
can
have it.
Fake it when it's a baby. But what I'm saying is, once it gets three, they need to make a robot. So just tell me if you think it's alive or not.
They're gonna that baby's gonna die. No offense to the baby.
All of us are gonna die.
Well, yes, and they're gonna. Take a knife. I didn't mean to. I know the rule. I didn't mean to hit the table. They're going to take a knife through that baby's chest, like in Stranger Things, and they're going to find cotton.
Yeah.
Or robot parts.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So what's your verdict?
I support the baby as long as it's a real human.
Oh, my God. I hate you.
Because you know how people are like, don't drag children of celebrities? But I'm like, well, I won't as long as it's a real child.
Did you hear the conspiracy theory about Whitney Houston?
What?
That Whitney Houston was offered up as a sacrifice to the Illuminati so that Beyonce could give birth to Blue Ivy.
Oh, here we go. Do you think it's real?
Wait, so hold on. I was reading like this whole like big compiled list of conspiracy theories, and this was just a comment on the whole thread. Some person wrote this as a comment, and I thought,
oh my God, wait, so this is somebody's own little moment.
Somebody's like making this be a thing.
Now, I believe in Blue Ivy. I think that's a real child.
But do you think Whitney was sacrificed to the Illuminati so that Blue Ivy could like maybe have her vocal power?
So that Blue Ivy can have the power?
Yeah.
Vocal power?
Yeah, Blue Ivy's going to have Whitney's vocal power because
can you fathom?
She was sacrificed
to
the Illuminati.
You know, I'm ready to stand for Blue Ivy. That's a celebrity name to begin with. Well, that's a pop star name right there, Blue Ivy.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Yeah. Okay, so.
So was Whitney sacrificed?
In which way? Like thrown in a volcano? We know how she died, I think. Maybe.
Yeah,
I
don't but know. Was it a sacrifice?
Oh, maybe.
To the Illuminati. Do you think they sacrificed?
Think so. I'm going to say yes. I would say definitely the lizard gods need something.
Yeah, okay.
You know, yeah. They're needy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she was. She was just sacrificed.
Yeah, and I think she was willing. She was ready and willing. That last album was really good, though.
It's not right, but it's okay.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, that not was... the album. I mean her death.
That was never an album, was it?
It's a song.
No, I'm definitely going to miss her, but, you know, everyone's got to go. And if she was sacrificed to the Illuminati to
pass on that gift.
To pass on the gift, but also
gift
to
of a friend.
It's very, you know, Jesus did the same thing, I think, if I recall the Bible correctly.
Yeah.
He died for our sins, etc.
Now, do you think Beyonce kidnapped Sia?
Yes, yes, yes. Now, this is a conspiracy theory I am 100% on board with. Did you see the tweet from Sia where she had four words. She said, what did she tweet? It was four words.
I've got it right here.
Yeah, pull it up, sister.
It was like, no, there's one that's like, baby, everything, your own nice cat eats, kangaroo is dead, nowhere, and purple penguins every day, my egg.
Does all the first letters spell out what? Beyonce
kidnapped me.
Well, and there you have it.
And then
that's the definitive proof I needed.
And then she tweeted, guys, this is not cool. Beyonce took all my songs for the next album. #save me.
Wait, is that a real tweet?
Yeah.
I don't believe.
And she tweeted...
Didn't she just tweet help?
She tweeted, hope everyone likes pancakes.
And what does that spell?
Help.
Well, then there you have it.
And then she
so
tweeted...
So the theory is Beyonce... Well, Beyonce is just riddled with conspiracy right now between Blue Ivy and Sia. So Beyonce kidnapped Sia and is holding her hostage in Rio. Or did I make that up?
She took her
to Brazil.
Just where the Olympics are.
Sia came to Brazil.
Yeah.
And she's there in a songwriting slavery den.
Yeah.
Where she has to produce hits, some of them with Sean Paul, and some of them without Sean Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean DePaul.
I mean, and then even when you look at the music video, the one with Shia LaBeouf and that Maddie
girl. It's a cage. And is Beyonce both of them?
Yeah. And if you look,
or I mean, see.
And if you like look at their body language, it spells help.
Oh, my God. yes. Shia is hunched into an H.
Yeah. And he's like.
His arm is curled into an E. Mm-hmm. That little girl, Zig Ziglar.
His chin to her forehead
is an
makes
L.
An L.
And then her
back and
bob.
Her arm
yeah, her,
make a P.
Yeah. Well, then there you have it.
And then she did the same thing in the Cheap Thrills music video.
The signs
video.
Are there.
When you look at the door that Sia's standing in makes the H, the other three dancers make an EL and a P.
You know what? Open your eyes, people. I stumbled upon a video about me today. And wait, I just need to show it to you because this is outrageous.
In her songs like Hostage, Fear, Free the Animal, I'm in here. That's why she's wearing the wig.
Listen to this. This is a video from somebody. This is a video about from somebody who has a conspiracy theory about me. I need you to listen. This now they're looking at my end screen of my videos. Okay, you know where it's got my name and then the subscribe button and my last video and a person of the week.
But I didn't realize how dangerous this man really is. He's got this book he's promoting, and in his name,
how long is this video?
In the two Y's and in the O. Promoting a subliminal 666, promoting the mark of the beast.
He's saying, in the curse of Tyler Oakley, on the top of my video end screen, the Y kind of looks like a 6, and Y in Tyler, and the Y in Oakley, and then the O is also a 6. He's saying, I'm of the beast of the devil.
Uh-huh.
So I can't confirm or deny, but he's definitely onto something. It's a 12-minute long video.
She's a gargoyle.
I'm a psychic.
She's a psychic.
Yeah. And then he goes and scrolls through all my videos, and he's like, trauma at Chipotle? I can't click that. I'm like, gross.
Because he doesn't like Chipotle or because you're up the beast?
I'm up the beast. You know me.
Should we reach out for an interview?
Honestly? He has multiple videos about how I'm like of the devil and things.
Well. You know, per my like, what's it called? Non-disclosure agreement, I can't,
you
comment,
can't comment
as to
that.
Whether or not you are.
I will say, I do have a robot child with an umbilical cord, but I am not of the beast.
A robot child that, like, continually produces umbilical cord because it's your favorite snack?
Oh, my God. Yum, 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 yum.
Wow, what a conspiracy
I just
theory.
Think of Larry, not Larry, what's his name?
Freddy. Baby Freddy.
As a little Wally.
Wally.
Yeah, cleaning up Earth after we're all dead and gone.
Making friends with a cockroach.
As one would. Oh, my God. Did I tell you? Oh, you were there. The other night, we found a lizard in my bathroom.
I was there.
I about flipped my shit.
You screamed and you cried.
I didn't cry.
You did.
Did I?
Tears came a-flowing.
Out of which end, sister?
Out of your front.
My front.
So, yeah, you didn't give your stamp of approval.
Okay.
Is Beyonce... Did she kidnap Sia?
Yes, Beyonce kidnapped Sia. And we all know it. It's like, why are we trying to cover up for Beyonce? What do we owe her?
Well,
what does title have to do with it? I want to know that.
That you ask the tough questions, Tyler.
Now, okay? is title, having a title exclusive, and nobody is listening to title, if one of us got a subscription, would we finally hear Sia's cries for help? Are her cries for help a title exclusive? Maybe.
Probably.
If we listen, does it come with a free download of her saying, help me? Maybe.
Probably.
But nobody would know because nobody has title.
So then if you think Beyonce kidnapped Sia,
right.
Then you definitely are going to disagree with the next conspiracy theory.
Well, what's the drama?
Beyonce died last year.
Oh, my God. So much drama.
And now a robot Beyonce
Wally?
Released Lemonade.
When was the last time you had some lemonade?
I was thinking yesterday, you and I should get lemonade for lunch.
Did we already eat lunch today? Yeah.
We had a stupid, boring
sandwich. What a bummer. And I know you hate sandwiches.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows? I love lemonade.
Yeah.
Okay, so the rumor is Beyonce is a corpse.
No, there's like a clone robot Beyonce out there she died.
There's already that, but
she's
still alive.
Did you see the video of her acting strange at a basketball game?
Yes! Oh my God!
That's the clone robot malfunctioning.
I forget what she was doing.
Malfunctioning.
She was malfunctioning. You know, a lot of people are going to say, you know what? You're just bringing down a strong, empowered woman. And I say, no, 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 no.
She's just like...
We're trying to expose a robot clone. With her, and maybe she's an ally with Freddy.
And if she's in the Illuminati, then we should bring down the clones.
We're just looking out for everyone, including Jay-Z.
And I mean, her mouth is like
what
different.
Happened? Yeah, what happened in this video of her basketball game?
Her part, she's just like this.
Well, would malfunction at a basketball
she's
game.
She's like this.
Oh yeah, her neck is short circuiting.
Yeah.
Off beat.
Yeah, and then all the lights go out.
No.
And then, like, someone comes and adjusts one of the screws in her robot body, and then suddenly she's back to, like...
They take an oil can. Very Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Beyonce died. Mm. There's a robot clone of Beyonce, and the clone stole Sia.
This makes sense.
Oh, my God. That makes sense. The clone came for Sia.
Beyonce would never.
Beyonce wouldn't. She's all about woman empowerment.
She's a woman for women.
But the clone, who knows?
Yeah. He for she.
Oh, yeah. But if you like met Beyonce and you broke her arm to make sure it was her.
I would never because I would be really afraid of I would be afraid of real Beyonce and I would be afraid of robot Beyonce.
Yeah. What if you tried to like break her robot arm and she like.
I think the only way to save Sia is to go into this robot lair.
Okay.
Held by Beyonce robot. Robot say.
It's Robots.
But we need an ally.
Robonce.
We need an ally that's also Robo-once. A robot that can, because we can't take her down
but
as humans.
Then we need to send
Freddy. We need
Freddy. Call him up. Does Freddy have a Twitter?
I don't know. All I'm saying is, where does Blue Ivy fit into all this? Maybe Blue Ivy came from Whitney to save us from robot Beyonce and to rescue Sia with the help of Freddy, the robot.
The last time we talked about whether or not Beyonce actually had Blue Ivy, the like whole pregnancy conspiracy theory.
That baby bump.
So maybe
the baby bump
clones.
Was a glitch.
Yeah.
Glitch of the robot.
Yeah. Wow. I think we just figured out Blue's Clues.
Oh my God. All along, this has been Blue's Clues.
Yeah. What was that girl dog's name on it? Ruby?
That cockroach.
No,
Paprika.
No. That was baby Salt and Pepper's baby.
Salt and Pepper.
Mr. Salt and Mrs. Pepper on Blue's Clues.
I used to ride the elliptical.
I thought you were going to say dick.
I used to ride the dick. No, when I was little, I used to ride the elliptical and watch Blue's Clues. Ride the elliptical?
Wow.
Kind of, I guess, glide, if you will.
Wow.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Moving on
to
what's
another the next
conspiracy? Queen of Pop.
Yeah, what do we got?
I mean, we should talk about this before they break up.
Who? Taylor's... The Wanted? Wait, when does this podcast go out?
Next week.
Oh, so by then, you all will have known. The Wanted. It's broken up.
They've been broken up for years.
Anyway, remember when we met The Wanted?
Do you remember when we saw the one guy's dick pic?
No.
Yeah.
No,
I'll link you later.
Oh, thank you.
Taylor Swift and Tom, and now is it Hiddleston or Middleston?
Honestly, I don't fucking know / care.
Hiddleston.
Yeah.
They say, so you know how they've been like going on like vacations together and they're like seen everywhere. They did 4th of July together and they like were swimming
in
the water.
He's wearing a shirt that says I Heart TS.
They think her next album is a Beyonce Lemonade-esque docu album where it's like all the songs are all videos like Beyonce's done the last two albums, and they think that Tom Hiddleston's just the main
character,
the lead actor of Man. Like,
I believe that. Here's what I think is a red flag about all of this Taylor Swift stuff with Tom. I read that the pictures that came out, the first pictures of them together,
okay,
were by one photographer, one paparazzi. Okay, only one photographer. And if you are Taylor Swift, you know if they're taking pictures. You can even tell that she knows that somebody's taking a picture.
In some of them, yeah.
Yeah. And so, and then the next group of pictures, set of pictures of the two of them together, were released by one other person. It was the same photographer. And these pictures were taken over the span of a couple days on opposite sides of the country. So how suspicious of one photographer, paparazzi guy, to have access like this to the first two sets of pictures. I say shenanigans. I say this paparazzi
was in on it.
Well, either was given an inside scoop to be here at this time to get these exclusive pictures. Taylor had complete control over what was released. And it's all we're all being duped. But I think at this point, who cares? I think everyone's kind of like over it. Are we not?
Well, they said like...
I think the photographer was Freddie.
It's supposed to be coming out like, and it's saying it like...
Freddie's
little robot fingers can't click a click.
Oh, but it can.
Oh, but it can. It said something about the like video supposed to be coming out in the fall, and it's like right around like Emmy time, and it's like max publicity for him and her, and that he's like they're like filming this whole video like mocking The Notebook and like.
Interesting. I think it is. It's all a bit much. Especially the T-shirt. Because it's
That's borderline cringe. That's what
There's no other explanation for it other than it's all fake.
Well, you know what my favorite thing about the T-shirt was?
What?
I saw somebody tweet after the Katy Perry and, like, Orlando Bloom, like, nude pics thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody tweeted, like, some girls have a guy who'll wear a T-shirt for them. And then it had a picture of Tom and Taylor. Mm-hmm. And then it was, like, some people have their boyfriend paddle them nude around in the water like
queen.
The motherfucking queen they are.
You know what?
I thought it was funny.
I would much rather be Katie in this situation.
Right?
I want that. Yeah. That, yeah.
Were you into Orlando Bloom's
nudes? I'm not going to comment on that. No. I wish
Why
them
won't
the
you
best
comment
in life.
On it?
You
won't just tell me if you're into Orlando Bloom's nudes, or is it because you think it was like a violation of privacy?
I don't think it's my. Yeah, I think it's a little violation.
Well, that's weird. You told me he got that bomb uncut dick.
It popped up on my feed. I couldn't avert my eyes. I was. You know, in that one movie where they
could you avert your thighs?
Oh God, I don't think. No, you know that one movie where they strap somebody down and they're forced to watch that whatever they're watching,
with
Clockwork
their
Orange or something.
Eyeballs, yeah, like
that was me. Me as Sia with Beyonce opening my eyes, strapped down until I had to watch Orlando Bloom's uncut dick on my timeline.
Wow, and that's
and
how
that's
Sue,
how Sue
sees
it. Now, Corey, I think that's all the conspiracy theories I can handle today. We've covered
you
the Illuminati.
Because you talking about Orlando Bloom's bomb UCD.
Uncut dick, the Illuminati, and robot children of the British
Empire,
and help Sia. We've covered it all.
I mean, I feel sorry for Sia. I'm sorry that Whitney had to die in the name of Blue Ivy.
Can you believe I have 666 all over my content?
And I can't believe we even figured out a conspiracy theory about you. I'm hoping by the time we roll around to do Conspiracy Theories 3 that there's something about me.
Mm. Oh, just choked on my own spit.
Well.
Ain't that the first? ain't that the thirst? Okay, so we got to get going.
Be sure to follow me on Twitter. Be sure to tell Sia that you understand that she's kidnapped,
yeah,
and you will try to help her.
We want you guys to tweet us some conspiracy theories that we should discuss next time.
Yeah.
Tweet us with the hashtag psychobabble.
Oh my God. You think they're going to be? You think
they're
going to be
theories.
Connecticut?
No. Psychobabble CT. CT should be capitalized. Conspiracy theories.
Okay.
With whatever you want us to dive into next time.
All right. Follow me on Twitter. If you don't, I'm going to be mad, and that's no conspiracy theory.
Follow me on Twitter. If you don't, I'm going to think that you're
mean,
being
probably
held hostage by a robot Beyonce and can only be saved by Freddie and Blue Ivy. Wish you the best in life.
Well.
Good luck.
YOLO. YOLO.
Bye.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.